Welcome to another episode, episode 3, Rants from a Hat.
Rants from your mom. Veg.
I am Connecticut the Great.
I am Cheyenne Laws.
Yeah. Oh. It's where we pick beautiful topics from you guys, the people.
Very beautiful.
Out of a hat, this magician hat that you see. Noah Rabbit won't come out once again.
Nope. My handwriting's really bad, so.
It can't be worse than mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it that bad?
I think I scribble scrabble like a 13-year-old chicken.
Ooh, like hey hey? I love hey hey.
I love hey hey, especially when he picks the shit out of things. Sorry, ooh. I cracked my neck.
Oh, I wish we could have heard that. Yeah. I don't think it was loud enough. Next time.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think we should John Campo this time because I won the last two times. So I think you can pull first. All right,
I guess I'll start off since I'm a loser.
Yeah. All right. That was what I was getting at.
Rant number one out of this
Juan.
Little beautiful
magician hat from Amazon.
Yes. Is it really from Amazon?
Mm-hmm. Cool. $6.
Shout out to Amazon.
Yeah, they're cool.
People who like to spoil. Ah, like I'm assuming like spoil things, like spoiler alert.
Oh,
yeah. I'm assuming. I mean,
I know you guys sent it in.
Yeah, you guys.
You should be more specific. Yeah.
People like to spoil. Spoil what? Like milk?
Well, I love leaving milk in my fridge for 3 weeks.
Yeah, pour it in my porridge, and eat it like some courage. What?
Bars.
All right. People like to spoil. It's plain and simple. Like, don't be stupid. Like, I can only think of movies. Like,
yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like,
of too.
Like if a big blockbuster summer hit, you know, opening week, and you know, you may have not watched it. You know, the first day it came out, and then like you hear, you know, oh, I watched that movie, and blah blah blah. It's, you know, keep it very vague.
Yeah.
Just don't spoil it. Don't give me like the insights. Like, I ain't trying to hear that. I'm trying to watch a movie my damn self.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, F you guys for people who like to spoil things. Like,
why'd you censor it?
I don't know. I just. Fuck you guys.
We said fuck 300 times in the last two episodes, and then you censored that.
I was trying to be nice.
No.
But no.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't spoil things.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Like, I get it a lot on social media.
Do you?
Like, I'll be like flipping through Twitter, and I'll be like, wow, I can't believe everyone died at the end of this movie, and I'm like, okay, like, well, it. I'm not like, gonna watch it now because yeah, I know how it ends.
That yeah. just saved me $15.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just wait till Redbox come out.
Yeah, Redbox. Wow, I have actually used Redbox. They're pretty
Redbox
cool.
Redbox is pretty chill.
Yeah, yeah. And I like love movies. Like I love going to the movies.
Like how much do you love movies? Like would you stick your pee pee inside a movie hole?
I would, and I would let movies stick their pee pee in my pee pee hole.
Okay.
I don't know if I do.
Yeah.
Like that was like our thing growing up is me and my mom and my brother, cause I had a single mom. That was like our thing to go do is we would like weekends, be like, okay, family movie night. And we would go to the movies. Like
that's
I love movies.
About. Movies is the shit.
Yeah. So like when I'm scrolling through something and there's something that I was like maybe excited to go see and then someone like ruins it, I'm like, okay, thanks for ruining my family tradition. It runs that fucking deep. Like
what an asshole.
Yeah,
right?
like you ruined my family date. Like I was gonna go get fucking drunk off of popcorn.
You know what? There should be it's an unwritten rule.
Yeah.
That like say a big time movie comes out and it's anticipating that everyone's gonna watch and you know it's gonna be the talk of the frickin' summer.
Yeah.
There should be at least a 2 week rule.
Mm-hmm.
If once the movie debuts for the next 2 weeks, no one should really like. You can talk about it for the people who has watched it.
Yeah.
You know, you can talk amongst each other, but it shouldn't be like anything in details.
Yeah.
After 2 weeks, if you haven't watched a movie, then you're just either a broke bitch or a loser. I can't really think of anything else.
Yeah. And if you're a broke bitch, like you probably want people to tell you what the story was because you can't afford to go see it. So
and then you
might
can
as well
paint it visually in your head and be like, yeah. It's a cool movie.
Yeah,
cool
exactly.
Movie. It's a cool movie.
I don't know. It was a cool movie. You sound like that big guy from Frozen, the Big Summer Blowout. That guy.
I don't remember that part.
Oh, God, I can't.
And I love Frozen because
I can't
love
take you
Olaf.
Anywhere.
He's my dude. I love
he
Olaf.
Is. Yeah, he is your dude. Yeah, I think like social media should have like a filter and it'd be like, like, oh, Avengers came out. So any like post that has the word Avengers in it, they just block it.
Yeah, block it. For like, at least like, 2 weeks.
Fuck you guys. Yeah, yeah, for 2 weeks. And then it's open.
So I guess for this topic, I can only think of just people who like to spoil movies. That's, I mean, what else can yeah. you spoil? Besides milk, I mean.
Right, right. Yeah, for whoever.
Dumbass.
Yeah, yeah. Then you should, like, go through your fridge more often. But for anyone that submitted that, if that wasn't what you were going for, feel free to resubmit
yeah.
it and be a little more specific so we don't fuck up your topic.
All I can think of is, you know, spoiling movies.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, sports, like, when people tape delay things. But then again, like, who does tape delay? Like,
well, and I was thinking because last episode we talked about spoiled kids, so like maybe they meant like people that spoil like
their kids,
do the most for their yeah kids or their significant other or something. But I don't know if that was really. I like the spoil movies. That's what we're going with. That's what you got, and that's
and
fucking take it or leave
and
it.
And stamped.
Period. Vaginas. All right, my turn.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh. Oh, this way.
What we got?
I opened it backwards. Gas prices.
Ah. Gas holes. That's what I like to think about gas prices.
They are gas holes.
Hello, gas holes. Premium.
Premium. Well, that's like when you're purchasing a car, you're like, okay, I got to, you know, pay for this loan or whatever and my insurance and shit. Mm-hmm. And then like, I think for me personally, I forget to factor in how expensive gas is, that it's like hundreds of dollars a month. Especially because I drive, like, a lot. Like, we live on one side of the island, and I have things to do on other sides of the island, you know? And it's, like, a big fucking expense. But I also don't understand, because I just never took the time to be educated about it, like, the process of getting gas. Like, I know they have to fucking drill mm-hmm. and get oil and shit. I don't know.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's probably really expensive to go to a different country and drill some shit and get some shit out and bring the shit back.
Yeah. It's a lot of shit.
So much shit. It's like diarrhea.
Bloated. Like, just, you know, the technique that you taught me in the last episode, like putting the baby's, like you're jerking it towards the stomach and then the shit comes out.
Yeah.
Easier.
I don't like you talking about jerking and babies in the same sentence. I don't know how I feel about that.
All right. Well, that will be the last time I will
thank you.
Talk about jerking babies.
I appreciate you.
Or jerking off or beef jerky or any type of jerky.
Yeah. Well, just not the babies.
Yeah.
We can talk about jerking off all you want.
Okay.
Okay. Next
yeah,
time.
Like, I don't really know any or how I feel about gas prices other than it sucks if it's high. I have no choice. I can't, like, change that. I mean, I just...
Yeah.
When I put the damn nozzle in the hole, I just... Exactly. Insert it like that. Like, a little peep to a... we'll just... A bird to its beautiful nest.
I love that because I call it a peeper. You call it a peep now.
A little peep.
A little peep. It's like the marshmallow.
Peep. Yeah, the little birds, right?
Yeah.
And inside it's soft and fluffy.
Yeah, right? It's like marshmallow.
Because it's a marshmallow.
Yeah, and they have like the little bunnies
those
and
are
stuff.
The shittiest candy of all time.
They are so bad.
Like,
but like, wouldn't you be excited if you like unzipped a dude's pants and it was a peep there instead of like a wiener?
Like, wow.
What if it came out on its own? Like, you're like, oh God.
My gosh. And it was alive. But when you took a bite of it, it was nice and sweet.
Right. It was a marshmallow inside. It's not an actual penis inside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
That'd be weird.
Would you eat dick if they were made out of peepers?
I mean, made out of peeps? It'd be tempting.
Right?
I'd be tempted, yes.
Right? I would be more excited to find a peep than an actual penis.
It's like, oh, I can't wait to suck some dick today. I know. Wow.
Right? Because they taste like
there's a little
salt and cheese normally, so
Tweety Bird down there.
And it comes out. Are you ready? That's what the little peep, the little bird says.
But I made it like a pigeon sound, and pigeons
it did.
Are not like
they're
cute,
ugly.
You know?
Yeah.
What if you open it and it was like a big ass pigeon, like?
What's up, like, motherfucker?
What's up, bitch? You gonna eat me?
I think I might like that more. Like kind of intimidated. It's kind of like an S&M thing.
I'm not gonna lie, I might take a bite or two.
Yeah. What if, you know how like Snow White, how mm-hmm. she like sings and all the animals come and she, but she sings and it's just like people's peepers like.
I don't think I'd watch that, or let my kids watch it.
I would totally watch it.
Okay.
I would have it on loop.
For some reason I thought you said lube. Like, that's interesting.
Well, since we're on that topic, lube would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lube. Birds yeah. and Snow White.
Yeah, I think lube for peepers would probably be like maple syrup or something, right?
Yeah, because it's sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey, Simple syrup.
Yeah. Just
sugar and water.
Keep the low sodium because I'm trying to watch my figure.
Oh, got it. That went way off of gas prices.
All I gotta say, gas prices sucks. I have no choice. I use premium. My car is a nice sports car, so I will.
She's take care got of it. Money.
But yeah, it sucks. I can't do nothing about it. Please lower it. I don't know.
Is that too much to ask?
Yeah.
Fuckers.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Yeah, that's right, because you pulled out the gas prices.
Gas pull hole. Pull out game strong.
Hashtag gas hole.
Hashtag gas hole.
That's when gas prices are high.
I like all that.
Right, is this the last one?
This is the last
this
one.
This is the third one, right?
This is the third.
All right. Wow. How's this? How do we rant about favorite athlete?
Oh.
That's weird. Should we skip it? I mean, like, how do you rant about a favorite athlete?
Right? I don't know. I don't mind skipping rant it because favorite. I don't. Well, you could like rant, like go on a tangent about how much you like them, but I have zero.
Oh, good rants.
I have. Yeah, rants can be positive.
Oh, I never knew that.
Well, yeah, it's just like a very passionate monologue about a topic.
Well,
if you want to skip it, it's up to you.
I feel like you would have nothing to contribute.
I do have nothing to contribute.
All right, we'll skip it. Okay. All right,
For anyone that doesn't understand that, I don't watch sports at all. Like, zero.
Body image.
Ah.
Like, what do you mean?
But, like...
I don't get it.
Like, you don't know what body image is?
I get it, but, like...
You know how, like there's, like, those campaigns out
are
now?
Are you talking about, like
physique and, like...
Fat people, when they try to dress skinny and they wear, like, the thongs. Like, look at me, I'm sexy and blah, blah, blah. Like...
Yes. I'm not a huge fan of how you phrased it, I don't think.
I did go to public
yeah,
school, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, like, you know, there's, like, the Dove commercials, and mm-hmm. it's, like, real women, and it's women of all different shapes and sizes mm-hmm. and ethnicities and body image, like.
Well, with that being said, round is a shape.
So you're in shape if you're round.
Yes. Technically, round is a
yeah,
shape, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how do we rant about that, like?
I don't know if you fully understand what body image is. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, explain. Okay. Maybe, or go first and then I'll kind of like
okay.
put my two cents in.
I think it's very interesting that like to be attractive, you have to be like a certain height and a certain like
okay.
body fat percentage. And you have to have tits that are this big and an ass that's this big and this complexion. It's kind of like really stifling because a lot of people don't look like Victoria's Secret models, you know, mm-hmm. myself included.
And me too.
Yeah. Ken. Yeah. Ken looks more like a Victoria's Secret model than I do, but he's still pretty far off. But it's like the
spring catalog, page 12.
Oh, but there's only 13 pages in the catalog. all the way in the back. But I really, really appreciate that the body image that's presented in media is changing now, mm-hmm. where it's like
a little bit more open.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you know, people of all shapes and sizes exist, and it's kind of that same thing like racism, like why is one person's skin color better
right,
than another
right,
it's like
right.
why is one person's physique, which is like, you know, I will never be bone thin no matter how much I work out because that's not like my structure, you know, so some people have different structures and that's okay.
I feel like certain settings you do have to have a certain look, right? Like if you're gonna I don't know, like pose for a, you know, men's health magazine.
Right.
I mean, you got to be somewhat fit.
That's right? True.
I mean, you can't just have like a scrawny person like, yeah, look at my muscles.
Yeah.
Or my bones or my abs or,
my
ribs.
Skin. My ribs. That is
right?
true.
I mean, like, I guess depending on the setting, but I do like what you were saying. It's a little bit more open, you know, when it comes to like whether it's like maybe movie roles or
right.
or even athletes. Not all athletes are built the same.
Right.
There
is but,
some
I mean,
big ones and whatnot.
But, like, men's health, like, to be healthy, you have to have a six-pack and giant muscles. Like, you're still, there's still versions of health.
Okay, maybe not men's health. Like
No, but, like.
Or, like, a bodybuilder.
But, yeah, a lot of people think
like
that.
You gotta be, like, a bodybuilder, right?
Right, right.
Can't just have, like, a fat person be like, yeah, follow my regimen.
I bodybuild with french fries.
I meal prep, just went to Domino's, slice it up, put in my Tupperware.
They slice it for me,
had
it's
it
great.
For about 7 days straight.
Wow.
Carbonation.
Carbonation. Not carbonation, but
not carbonation, but
carbonation. Yes, exactly.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to hashtag that.
Carbonation?
Have a crew. But like all right, we can skip that. We'll talk about that later.
I did. No, but I think there's been a big movement now about like changing what people should look like that's presented in media, big giant air quotes on what they should look like. And I think that's really like healthy, because body image, like if you feel like you're ugly, and that's not good for your mental health, you know? And so representing everyone in a positive light, no matter what their shape is way better for society than being like, you have to be skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever Cheyenne says, I concur. I do.
Do you understand my body image? Okay, okay.
You know, I'm just thinking like different settings. Like, yes, you should. It just really depends. But like, say for a news anchor, you don't have to have this chiseled chin or the big tits and like this pretty, you know, Spanish girl. No, you can be fat and ugly and still report the news.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because there's no requirement for you to be attractive. No.
You're skillful for that job. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see why they put, like, you know, the handsome fella and the pretty girl, but
for aesthetics.
Yeah, but yeah. No. But like, yeah, if you're going to be you know, a football player, I would think you would have to not only have the skills, but like, I mean, you got to be big to play football.
That's
you
true.
Can't just be like 5'4".
Right. Well, we get that a lot in dance too. Cuz they want,
you know, me flexing my muscles.
You know, cuz they want everyone like, it's a nicer aesthetic image if everyone's the same height rather than having people that are like ding, 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 you know?
But it's changing though, right?
It is changing, but it is contingent on like, say you're like dancing for like Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift's like pretty tall for a woman.
That's understandable, right?
Right. And so she's not going to have dancers that are like 5'2", because they're going to look, it's going to look like she's dancing with children.
Unless she has a little midget section.
I would love a midget section. Yes, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
Taylor Swift, if you're watching this, which you're absolutely not.
Changing the game, baby.
you should. You should definitely have a midget section. Because they need to be represented, too.
Yeah, because
everyone does.
Midgets are people, too.
They are.
Yeah.
They're smaller. Just
a little small and gnomy-like. Do you even know me, bro?
Do you even know me?
Do you even know me?
I don't know him.
Ah!
That was the worst.
Okay, I get it with the body image. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's another one. That one, racism, fucking feminism, I definitely could talk about for like 3,000 years, but...
Can you live that long?
No, and I don't think my computer will record for 3,000 years. Yeah, so. That would go before I go.
Yeah.
I will be around forever.
Yeah, I'm eternal. I'm immortal.
Immortal.
Mortal Kombat. I'm really surprised you know that.
Oh yeah, I fuck with Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Who's your favorite character?
Oh, Scorpion.
That's why we're best friends, because I'm Sub-Zero.
Hey, I like
that. Get over here. Wait, that's Scorpion.
That's Scorpion.
And I did the Sub-Zero move.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, well.
It's also like Kamehameha. Yeah.
Fun fact, the creator of Dragon Ball Z used Kamehameha, the word.
Yeah.
He got that from the old Hawaiian king, King Kamehameha.
Oh, really?
I don't know why, but I saw it somewhere on the internet. But
oh, that's crazy. Because it's spelled exactly the same.
No, yeah. It's so, for you Dragon Ball Z lovers, just know that
Kamehameha. For you ball lovers.
Or you just ball lovers. Or balls of dragons. Just know that Kamehameha came from the king
here. All kinds of good shit comes out of Hawaii.
You know what I mean?
Kamehameha. They like pronounced it wrong, but that same word. Fucking spam. Us.
Come on now.
King, we're the worst. We shouldn't represent Hawaii at all.
We're in the far back.
Yeah, it's a
far back boy. Oh, that's bad. I haven't done that in 10 years. All right, well, that's going to wrap up this episode.
We got to stop now before he starts doing that voice again. Thank you again for watching. This is our third episode. So if you've been here for all three, you're an O motherfucking G.
Yeah, thank you for supporting. Support.
For support.
That's that slurpy sound. Tasty.
Delicious. Nutritious.
Yes. So continue giving us topics so we can put in this lovely black hat that Cheyenne got from Amazon.
$6.
Woo! So, rants from a hat. I'm Connected to Great. This is
Cheyenne Laws. Peace out, motherfuckers.
Beep, beep, beep.